We have talked here on Stateside about the tug of war between the state legislature and state education officials over just what next year's standardized test should be. The Michigan Department of Education was preparing to replace the 40-year-old MEAP test with the Smarter Balanced Assessment, which is aligned with the Common Core standards. But instead, lawmakers ordered the Department of Education to revamp the MEAP for the new school year and then to put out bids by September 1 for an entirely new assessment. Well, we wondered, how is this playing out in the trenches, the school districts where teachers and administrators have to teach to and give this overhauled MEAP test? Well, let's find out as we welcome William Heath, the superintendent of the Morris Area Schools. He's also principal at Morris Junior and Senior High School in Shiawassee County. So good to talk with you again.
Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate you having me back on.
When we spoke in February, you and your team were trying to prepare for what you thought would probably be the Smarter Balanced for this upcoming school year. What did you think and feel when the legislature fixed the education budget to make sure it would be the MEAP for yet another year?
Well, towards the end of last year, we started doing the pilot testing and stuff for the Smarter Balanced Assessment. We're getting ready for that. The changes that go with that. When we talked last time, my concern was that, we're going to this new style test, and are the kids ready for it? And I understood it's a 40-year-old MEAP. It's time that we probably have some change. But that whole process, and change is difficult, but that process of going through there. Now, when we got the news that looks like we're doing what they're calling the new MEAP for next year, and then another test the following year, it's even more change. So now we're looking at what's considered a revamped MEAP, and I haven't seen anything about how that's going to be revamped. How are the questions going to be different? I do know that it's in the spring versus the fall. It's also going to be on the computer, so you can take it online with a paper pencil option. But there's a lot of changes that go into there, and basically we'll have three different standardized tests in 3 years for our students.
And what does that mean for your teachers and for your students?
Well, there's a lot of people, we don't want to teach the test, and it's true. I believe completely in local control, and we're not going to teach to a test, but part of local control, and I think that's where this all came with the political movement, is we need more local control in our school districts, which I agree with, is that when you have local control, I need to do two things. One, set up the curriculum and what my teachers are going to teach that works for Morris Area Schools. But also, knowing that I'm being assessed by the state of Michigan, I need to make sure that we're covering what we used to use as the GLICS and the Huskies, but now the Common Core state standards. I need to make sure that we're covering all those that are going to be assessed. So when we go into our lesson plans and our lesson designs, it's nice to know a little more specific on what exactly is going to be tested. There is so much curriculum to teach. And while it'd be nice to say that we cover every bit of curriculum throughout the year, it's impossible. There is so much to teach within a school year that it's important that we hit the main points that we know we're going to be assessed on and then work through what's best for our school district and our community as we move forward. We don't have that information right now, and that's difficult because I have teachers in. They're in today. They're working on lesson plans. They're going to professional development over the summer. They're ready to move forward, and they ask me, how do you want to set up the school year? And I'm like, well, fortunately, we don't have to worry too much until spring, but still, there's a lot that needs to be done now for next spring.
Yes, and for students, with whatever scores they're going to get with this new MEAP, what does that mean for them?
Well, and that's kind of a funny thing. I just realized my oldest daughter is in third grade this year, so she'll be taking the first round of the MEAP. And I looked at her, I'm like, wow, is she ready for this? And she is, but this whole, with it being on the computer, is different, and that's a whole different change. When we did the Smarter Balanced Assessment, we were actually pleased with quite a bit on how the process went and how our students handled it. But the students, they told us that it was a lot different taking it on a computer, and some of them didn't take it as serious because they had this feeling. It's like bad analogy, but watching TV, I'm just watching TV, I'm on the computer. They spend so much time on a computer, they didn't take it as seriously as when it's a piece of paper sitting in front of them. And that's for us to help teach them, mm-hmm. Hey, this is the real deal. We need you to do our best at it. And that takes time to do that. But it's, the students sometimes are kept in the dark all the way through and go, oh, by the way, you're taking a test. We try here to kind of get them motivated throughout the school year. But I would say that a majority of our students are expecting to take the MEAP when they walk in the fall. And we'll let them know when they walk in that it's going to be moved to the spring. And we're not quite sure what it's going to look like.
I suspect knowing that it's moved to the spring at least is some kind of a help for you and your team.
I agree with that. I've always felt that spring testing is best. We can test the students before they leave for summer break. And what happens a lot of times is with the BEEP in the fall, you lose some stuff over the summertime, and you get them back in, and we'd spend the first couple of weeks of school getting them kind of back up to speed and then doing some review, because the MEEP that they were taking wasn't on current material. It was on the material that they learned in the previous school year. Now we'll be assessing on the actual current school year, and that'll be great because there'll be less MEEP prep going on. It'll be more of let's teach the curriculum, and then we'll assess on the curriculum.
Bill, we have heard reports of teachers, educators saying they kind of feel like pawns in this big old game of assessment chess. Is that a fair statement, do you think?
I agree with it 100%. Yeah, that's it's very difficult. In education, usually it's a pendulum swing. So we move this direction for one thing, and then it changes, and it, you know, kind of like the weather in Michigan, wait a while, it'll change, and it goes back and forth. We need some consistency. We need a target to shoot at, and we don't need the target to keep moving around. And that happens a lot with this kind of pulling back and forth. The smarter balance, there was a lot of problems with the Common Core and a lot of concern of what the Common Core is. And the Common Core itself is a curriculum document meant to do no harm. It's just a curriculum document. When you assess on it, that's just a test. That's all it is. It's what you do with the assessment results that makes the difference and how that's used. And that's where it gets in the political realm, where people are, you know, trying to pull different directions on what we're actually going to use with this. My concern and my staff's concern is that we are judged every year by growth that we made from the previous year. And when we change the assessment, what's that growth going to be? How are we going to be able to measure it? How can I take this new MEEP and compare those results to last year's MEEP? And then how will I take whatever the test is going to be in 2 years and compare it to next year's test and compare it? We usually look at a four-year window. How do we compare all those? That's the hard part, because we use the results. We 100% use the results. We have PD. We sit down. We go through. We're a small enough school district. We put a name to every score, and we look at them and try to figure out how do we get that student to get better. But if we're taking different tests, it's a weird science experiment that there's too many variables in there, and it's going to make it that much harder to realize what exactly our students know and don't know. In the long haul, it'll all work out, but this transition we're going to do over the next 3 years is going to be difficult.
I'm wondering, as you run the Morris Area Schools as the superintendent, and also the fact that you're the principal of the junior and senior high school, do you keep an eye fixed on what is happening in Lansing, or are you focusing inward, if you will, on the kids?
As a high school principal, it's all focused on the kids. As a superintendent, you got to keep one eye on Lansing and one eye on your school district, because there's a lot of changes that's going on, and you have to stay in front of those changes and know what's expected of you as a district, but also know what's going to come down, especially budgetary-wise. I mean, it's a constant battle to try to make sure that we have a balanced budget. We know what our funding is going to be. I stay as knowledgeable as I can when it comes to Lansing. I will say that, you know, Shiawassee, RESD, our superintendent there, Dave Schulte, does a great job of keeping us superintendents kind of up to date on what he hears coming out of Lansing. He's a little bit more connected than we are to that. But we try to keep an eye on it. But if you've been in this game long enough, if you spend too much time watching what's going on in Lansing, it takes away from what you're doing here locally. So you don't want to engulf yourself completely, but you want to know the finer points and what's going to make the biggest difference in your district.
William Heath, superintendent of Morris Area Schools, also principal of the Morris Junior and Senior High School. And we look forward to checking in with you as everybody gets back to school in the fall and kind of seeing how things are moving ahead toward next spring's new MEEP test. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Cindy. I look forward to it.